Bangladesh Muktijoddha Manchar requests Pakistan to apologize for 1971 war crimes. Dhaka, Bangladesh Muktijoddha Manchar, BMM, wrote a memorandum to Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and requested an unconditional apology for the attack and atrocities during the 1971 Liberation War. In the memorandum, BMM writes, request the government of Pakistan in general and Pakistani army in particular, to offer an unconditional apology to our Prime Minister and leader Sheikh Hasina and to the people of Bangladesh for the brutalities in Bangabandhu killing, 21st grenade attack and the atrocities of 1971 liberation struggle. The memorandum also demanded Pakistan to desist, overtly or covertly, from engaging with those forces that stood against our freedom struggle and also the trial of the Pakistani army involved in killings and genocide during the Liberation War of Bangladesh in 1971. In the memorandum, Bangladesh Muktijoddha Manchar reminded about the 1971 liberation struggle of Bangladesh and said 30 lakhs people were killed and Pakistani militaries raped 2 lakhs of women during the war. The party also said that Pakistanisi was directly involved in Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman killing. To take revenge for surrender in the Liberation War, Pakistan started conspiring against Bangabandhu's government. With the help of Zia Mustaq, Pakistan killed Bangabandhu and his family members, which was the most brutal political killing in the world, the memorandum reads. Pakistan also patronized and supplied grenades to BNP Jamaat Haji to kill Bangabandhu's daughter Sheikh Hasina on August 21, 2004. Some Awami League leaders created human protection to save the life of Sheikh Hasina. Finally, Sheikh Hasina was saved but 24 Awami League leaders were killed due to grenades attack, it added. Bangladesh Muktijoddha Manchar also said that Pakistan cannot avoid responsibility for these killings. Party threatened Pakistan and said that if the country continues sponsoring terrorism in Bangladesh, they will make that their government would be bound to cut all diplomatic relations with Pakistan. We demand to United Nations to bring the Pakistan militaries under the trial of the International War Crimes Court for their involvement in genocide and intellectuals killings in 1971, the party concluded the sentence. The latest good news for Bangladesh is that Pakistan's genocide against Bengalis and Hindus in the 1971 war has been finally recognized as the U.S. House condemns Islamabad's actions and called on President Joe Biden to recognize the atrocities. The legislation brought by Congressman Ro Khanna and Steve Shabo recognize Pakistan's atrocities against ethnic groups constitute crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide. Condemns the atrocities committed by the armed forces of Pakistan against the people of Bangladesh from March 1971 to December 1971, recognizes that such atrocities against ethnic Bengalis and Hindus constitute crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide, calls on the President of the United States to recognize the atrocities committed against ethnic Bengalis and Hindus by the armed forces of Pakistan during 1971 as crimes against humanity, war crimes, and genocide, the legislation read. N.I. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.